brand, and the search for meaning. I've been doing brand work off and on in some capacity for about a decade. Many times I didn't think of it or even call it brand work, but in retrospect, it's obvious to me now that it was. Brand for too long has been placed inside of the marketing department and over time has come to be synonymous with visual identity, things like colors, fonts, logos, etc. So before we go any deeper into this subject, we all need to be on the same page. While visual identity is a component of brand, the discipline of branding is about substantially more than that. Here's how I define brand. Brand is anything dealing with what a company says about itself, what others say about it, and how it actually functions across the business to deliver products and services, as well as the intersection between any and all of these factors. So yeah, pretty much everything is brand work. It's sort of like that story of the two fish that are talking. The one fish says to the other, "How's the water?" The other fish says, "What the hell is water?" The aspect of this work that I find most fascinating, though, is the process of constructing a cohesive and unified brand. That is, a business where what they say about themselves is backed up by what they actually do and is aligned with what others say about them. So, you might be asking, how do we do that? Most brands are either built as an afterthought or an exercise in rationalizing their visual design. A better approach, in my mind, is to plant the seed of a single idea and see that it grows until its presence is felt in every aspect of the company. Regardless of how one goes about building a brand, though, I would argue that the process in and of itself is, in many ways, the company's search for meaning. Or its raison d'etre, if you will. You know, when I begin working with a client and start asking about their purpose, one of two things usually happens. They tell me the most literal answer possible, that their purpose is to make money. Or they tell me the most uninspired answer ever, which is to rephrase what they do as a purpose. Now, since every business, by definition, is required to make money, that's not a purpose, but rather a condition of existence. And since every business offers something in exchange for money, fulfilling that service or delivering that product is also not a purpose, no matter how you rephrase it. The work of brand is not just wordsmithing. That's not explaining in flowery terms how a business makes money. And it's not hiding the fact that a business must generate revenue. No, the work of brand is actually to communicate clearly what a company does, that is, its solution, how the company is unique, that is, its differentiation, what the company values, that's things like its purpose, mission, beliefs, and values, and what customers, employees, vendors, shareholders, and any other stakeholders should expect. When done well, this creates an entity with clear positioning and the exact same association in the minds of everyone who touches the brand. If you'll pardon my pun, Volvo didn't become associated with safety by accident. It was a deliberate commitment to making safety a part of not only their messaging and marketing, but in how they run the company. They're one of the most widely cited examples in brand conversations for a reason. So how do we find meaning in our companies? And that brings us to the search for meaning. Now, there's no easy way to do this, but here's a great place to start. Since all companies need to make money, let's take money off the table for a moment. Since all companies need to sell products, services, or platforms and marketplaces, let's take that off the table too. Because the meaning of your company cannot just be the delivery of that thing that you offer. Now, consider what you do and think about all of the reasons that you would do it if you had to, for free. What benefit would it bring to the world? Who would it help? How would it help them? Why is it important? Keep asking why until you get to the bottom of it. And you need to figure this out because at the bottom of this deep dive is the thing that must supersede profit. It is the seed you will plant to grow your beautiful brand. Because there's a danger in not doing this. There's a danger in meaninglessness. When you see United Airlines break guitars or drag people off planes or Uber's laundry list of sexual harassment and hyper-capitalist policies, or any other company you can quickly recall that has been the victim, quote unquote, of bad press, at its core, the reason for their failures is always the same. What sort of brand promise do you think Uber codified, put into practice, and stood by when it allowed surge pricing on New Year's Eve to charge customers hundreds of dollars for a short ride lasting only a few minutes? What company values were they honoring when United's CEO stated, "Our agents were left with no choice but to call security and remove the passenger after dragging passenger David Dow from one of their planes"? You've probably seen the video. These companies did not do the work to think about what they value more than money. They had no North Star guiding them toward making an impact. No mission held more sacred than creating shareholder value. And this is exactly why we don't trust companies when they make grandiose statements about DEI initiatives or climate change initiatives, unless they have the receipts to back up their words. Companies without a clear brand rarely have the receipts because what they believe is dictated by trends or what makes smart business sense right now. If there is no conviction or deeper purpose, the brand will be shallow and incapable of driving true emotional loyalty from customers or employees. And this is why I encourage you to find your North Star. Brands can find meaning by committing to the process. Searching for, discovering, and then aligning everything around a single purpose triggers a chain reaction where every aspect of the business begins to have context. Decisions happen faster, campaigns practically design themselves, and sales conversations become much easier. When a brand finds its purpose, it discovers its true identity. While most companies treat branding like a change of clothes, the reality is it's a declaration of who they want to be. And that comes at the end of a long process in their search for meaning. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.